Standing outside the Lahaina District Courthouse yesterday, Victoria Kaluna Palafox says she's not done protesting.
We're going to stop all this desecration. We're going to stop the taking of lands that do not belong to others. We as mothers are making a path for our future.
She was one of five Native Hawaiian women arrested last month in Kaua'ula Valley for climbing into a trench being dug by developer the West Maui Land Company. The company is installing a four-mile water line in an area with a high density of cemeteries and burials. The island's burial council tried to halt the project in early October over concerns of its proximity to nearby cemeteries, but the project proceeded with the necessary county approvals. The women gathered yesterday, all wearing masks, outside the courthouse after Maui County Acting Prosecutor Robert Rivera confirmed charges were not filed against the women, including Consuela Apollo Gonzalez.
Today was a good day, but we won't stop. This ain't gonna end. Enough already. Enough of desecration to our island, and enough chasing us away.
The women are part of a group calling themselves Kia'i, or Protectors of Kaua'ula, who've been protesting near the construction site since early October. The group is calling for a halt of the project until archaeological work can be done to ensure ancestral remains are protected. About a week into protest, the West Maui Land Company uncovered human remains at the opposite end of the worksite and have since stopped construction at the site until they receive further guidance from the State Historic Preservation Division. The Maui Lana'i Island Burial Council will be taking up the matter at its meeting Wednesday. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Kuvehi Hiraishi.